welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Wednesday, March 8th, 2006, possibly Thursday, March 9th, if I get really ambitious, and put together Big Fatty's comments for a show at some point. So I don't know, just deal with it. You get it when you get it. But I'm your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R, Larry Vader. And with me is another special Big Fatty guest host, impersonator, not really. It's Archer.
It's Big Fatty.
You've been practicing that all day, haven't you?
I have been. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Archer. Now, guys, we, like, literally, Archer and I have spoken now for 1 minute and 59 seconds total in our lives.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So this is a first. So who knows how this is going to go and what crazy questions Archer is going to ask and all that. I'm kind of in a weird mood though. I still have on my coal mining uniform.
Oh my God, did you just get home?
Like, I just walked in the door. That's why I was saying that I had the 2 hour commute home. There was a terrible, terrible accident. And, but I had some good news on the way though. I got a text message from my realtor. God knows the world is turning to whatever when your realtor sends you a text message.
No kidding.
But saying that someone had put a contract on my house and subject to me to, you know, like approve it. And so we're going to meet tomorrow, I guess.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That was actually going to be one of my questions was, have you gotten any bites on your house yet?
Archer, there have been so many people dragging through my house and it makes me kind of, it just feels weird, you know? I mean,
I know. I heard on today's show that they were going through your drawers.
They were. And I think the woman who went through my drawers on Sunday is coming back in the morning. She's the one who's writing the contract.
But
she wants to, like, look at a few things before she does it, I guess. Like, contingents, see, like, you know, if you fix this or, you know, paint that or I don't know.
Right, whatever. Right.
So we'll see what she has up her crazy sleeve.
Well, now, did he tell you what the offer was? Is it something that you're interested in?
We're only accepting full price offers.
Oh, so good.
I know that sounds kind of crazy. You're like, how are you doing that? But there's a reasoning behind it. I'm offering some really good incentives, and if you buy, if you pay me full price, like, I'll do this and I'll do that, and you'll get this. And my place has just been, like, I just moved in 3 years ago, and before I moved in, it got a complete gutted and remodeled.
How old is the building in the first place?
It's 20 years old. It just turned 20 years old. So it's a 20-year-old building, and it had not been touched since day one when I moved in.
Wow.
And so it was pretty bad. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it was bad enough that, you know, lots of ripping out and new walls and new floors and even new ceilings.
Wow.
Yeah, so there really shouldn't be that much. There are a couple little things, like a exhaust fan in the bathroom. I know that they're probably wanting replaced, but other than that, I think,
well, very cool. Day. Congratulations on getting that.
I know, and maybe before I move out, I'll give everyone a video tour of the Vader family condo.
Well, now we saw a little bit of it when you were had Eric Hyman there with the photographs.
That made me really uncomfortable. Like,
why?
I don't know. I loved having Eric here, but when I put the photographs on the internet and then, you know, you realize 300-400 people probably have looked at those, it just makes
that's
you feel
true.
A little uneasy. Like, that's my home. And you filmed next to your Christmas tree.
I did.
But it was kind of dark and, you know, those pictures gave you like a 360-degree view of my living room.
Absolutely, it did. And, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be posting, well, actually it's today, I posted a video of more of my house because I had a party on Saturday night.
Oh, right.
And I videotaped, like, the pre-party and the after-party, and I show my living room, my kitchen, my dining room, everything.
I know. So the boyfriend's been really good. And, by the way, Archer's from archerradio.com. You probably know that if you listen.
I totally forgot to say that.
Well, I meant to throw it in there, but I just forgot. But, you know, you've shown the boyfriend's house condo quite often, so he's really good about that.
Yeah, he doesn't mind. And actually, I just got an email from somebody who wants to know a name, wants a name for the boyfriend. He's tired of hearing me just refer to him as the boyfriend. So the boyfriend and I are going to have to come up with something for him to refer to him as, you know, either his real name or a fake name, because people are getting tired of it.
I can't imagine people on the internet would use fake names, especially on podcasts.
I know, because Archer's my real name.
Well, hello, and I'm Larry. That's V-A-D-E-R. You can look me up in the phone book.
V-A-D-E-R.
That gets so old. And at the mines, sometimes people say that to me, and I'm like, it's not funny. You know, like...
But it's funny every time little Big Fatty says, you're fat.
You guys don't understand. He says that all day long, every day. I wish I could video that sometime, just Big Fatty in his element, but...
Well, we got a good shot of that when you guys went to California for the Macworld Expo. That was horror.
I had to stay in the room with it from Sunday to Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget.
You know, I love Big Fatty, but, you know, he's a little scary. He's actually a little scary.
Well, I think
especially when you did the tour of his house and you showed us the sling. Oh my God, that was so scary.
I was in there today, like checking on things because Big Fatty lives in a high rise, and
right,
it's an older building, but it's a gorgeous building, but it has steam heat still, and so so in the winter, like even when he has the radiators turned off or whatever, you know, like it still gets really hot. And
yeah.
So he has to leave the windows open. So he left town with the windows open.
Oh, God. So,
but he doesn't want me to close them, so I have to go by there every day to make sure, like, you know, no large animal has, like, scurried up the side of the building and is residing in the sling. But it's really creepy being in there by yourself, like, with the sling and all. I've been to Big Fatty's house 1,000 times, but, whew,
yeah.
You get in there by yourself, and it's not.
I just think that's amazing that he will reveal that much of himself.
He wasn't happy about it.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, I was like, hey, I cut out a lot of stuff from that video. That's all I'm going to
Well,
say.
I did notice there were a lot of cuts in that video.
I videoed in his house for like 20 minutes. I mean, Big Fatty has a very large apartment.
Really? Like how many bedrooms?
It's 3 full bedrooms, and then I guess one other room area that's not really a bedroom. It's like a sitting room, and then where he sits at that table in front of the TV, and then kitchen, and
yeah,
a couple of I mean, it's big enough to contain a lot of horror.
So, oh my God!
I will say that. So we've had fun giving Big Fatty a hard time, but
I think he's been a perfect co-host to replace the other Larry.
Yeah. The other Larry and I are doing a little better, I think. We're on better
Are
terms,
you?
So he may be back on the show at some point here and
oh,
there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We spoke to each other today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so, and we do see each other every day, so.
Oh, that's right, because he works at the coal mine too, right?
He does. he's been at the coal mine for a while himself, so it was a little awkward when we decided to kind of part ways, but.
Well, now, was it a bad thing? I mean, did something happen, or was it just creative differences?
I think it was creative differences more than anything, and we're too much alike, and so it was just, he's busy, I'm busy, and coordinating times was getting to be unreal, and we just had different ideas about the way things should go, I think, and so it was kind of a silent... thing, and eventually I think he just I completely respect him. It wasn't what he wanted, and so, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he
Well, your show has definitely evolved since Larry was on, because you remember at the very beginning all you guys talked about was Disney stuff?
I'm aware.
Do you remember that?
I remember the like top 10 countdowns for like
yes.
5 or 6 days in a row. Yeah, I remember that. I still have all those shows.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, man, this show has really turned around, because it was like the Disney podcast, and now it's like everything else.
Well, Larry Clyde does love Disney. I love Disney too. I just can't afford to go to Disney as much as he can.
Yeah.
But I'll be there next week, but, you know, twice a year is about enough of vacationing for me, so.
Yeah. Well, now, when you guys were talking about the Disney thing, were you getting a lot of listeners who were totally Disney fans?
You know, we got a few, but I think more so we turned some of our fans on to Disney, or Disney World. Disney's such a broad term, but Disney,
true.
I hate Disney in general, like, I'll be completely honest. Like, as far as the movies and that sort of stuff, I don't care for a lot of that stuff, but
yeah.
the parks themselves are a lot of fun, and I appreciate what they're doing, but no, I haven't really talked about this, but I just feel like it's you. It's Archer, so I can say anything. You know, I have
you can tell me anything. Open up to me.
I have a separate podcast just about Disney.
You are lying.
No, I'm not. But I'm not going to reveal that to the listeners because it's very revealing about Larry and some other personal information about him. So if you can find it on iTunes.
Oh, like my that. Gosh.
Yeah.
The secrets come out. I can't believe that. I didn't know that.
You've learned a lot about me in the past couple of days.
You are right about that. Yeah. And things I will keep to myself.
I appreciate some of that. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So how's the wine blog coming? Or not the blog, but the actual writing reporting on wine.
Well, that's actually going very well. The boyfriend and I, we write for this online news site. It was started out to be biweekly, but now we're actually giving them articles every week.
Oh, wow.
And I take photographs and submit photographs to the articles and stuff. And the guy at the news site is ending up posting it every week now. So and the one we just submitted was posted today. And from that, we are getting more traffic to our wine blog. And now wineries are contacting us saying, you know, check out our wines and, ooh, you know, feel free to give us a review.
Wow.
But we can't accept wines. You know, we can't accept people to send us wines from the winery. But, you know, we can go out ourselves and buy them and review them because that's like, you know, conflict of interest kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But we are totally enjoying it. I'll tell you that much.
Very cool. Like, yeah. I'm jealous. You know, I'm a big red wine fan myself.
I know you are. Now, do you have a specific kind? I was trying to remember.
You know, I think just like the podcast, my taste in wine has evolved over the past few years since I started really drinking wine. I started out a lot like you. Like, I didn't like wine at all. And,
right.
But because of social settings, I had to drink and, you know, I would have a glass, but it's kind of, you know, I have a very good group of friends who I don't talk about on the podcast, and we have dinner every week.
Wow.
And they, my job is to bring the wine because they provide whether it be filet mignon or, you know, this incredible meal, and I just bring a couple bottles of wine, which is a pretty fair trade, I think, because I just show up. And entertain them with my wit and, you know, let the wine breathe and then we sip on it for a few hours. But, so I started out with white because, one of the couples there, they really like white. And so, no one else really drinks white. So it was kind of convenient that I would drink some of it to help them.
Right.
But they don't show up all the time. So then came the reds and, I started out drinking like Yellowtail pretty much like the because it's Australian but it's really kind of like I think like milder wine like
or right, smoother
that's what I'm going for but that quickly bored me so I've really morphed all the way into loving like deep dark California Zins.
Oh my god, those are some full-bodied heavy big tannin wines.
I love it. I do. That's I have actually, I do have a Yellowtail I picked up today just because I needed something inexpensive to drink by myself while I, you know, I almost popped it open in the car.
Well, now,
commute, but
here's a little secret for you.
Okay.
Have you heard, well, surely you have Trader Joe's down there in Charleston?
Charleston? I don't think so.
Oh, because, well, maybe other stores sell it, but there's a producer out in California called Charles Shaw.
Yes.
And
yes.
And it's basically really, really cheap wine. They mass produce it, but they make a really nice Cab Sav. If you are like into the reds and stuff, you should try that. It's like $5 a bottle.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, at Trader Joe's here in Virginia, but it's really good. It's smooth. It's you know, it's got some good berry flavors. It's perfect for just, you know, when you want to just have a glass that's, you don't want to spend, you know, $50 for a bottle of wine.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
So check that out.
Okay. Well, I might have to.
Not that I'm giving them a plug or anything, but I've had it and it's really good.
Oh, well, if it's good, then that's what we like, or recommendations. You know, we've been drinking, this is awful, I'm not going to be able to remember it. It's the one with the stupid bull on the front with the red and blue label, and it's. Right, it's a Spanish name. It's like Rancho Sabato, maybe.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not sure, but it's California, and they have an Old Vine Zin that is to die for. And it's like a $12 bottle of wine. I mean, it's
That's great. Very reasonable.
Yeah, for a Zin. And so, yeah, but my friend Tom lives in this, like, where I live, and I don't really care if anyone knows, since hopefully I'll be out of here within a month. But I live in North Charleston, and it's a suburb of the city. Probably kind of like where you live. By the way, I know where you live.
Well, of course you do.
But I do. And Scott Mendo and I were talking. And
you mean like, oh, that's right, because, you know, Scott Mendo lived in the building that was adjacent to mine.
Totally, yeah. Anyway.
Well, drop by.
Yeah, sure. I'll just pop in. But we don't have any supermarkets even where I live, if you can believe that.
That's actually hard to believe.
I know. There used to be a Sam's Club almost directly across the street. You know, and I have a Sam's card, but it closed. It moved elsewhere. And so the closest thing I have is a Walmart Supercenter and Sam's Club side by side, which are like a 15-minute drive.
Oh, God.
Door to door. Yeah. So you can't just run out and grab some cheese or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
yes, I do, because I've got a Whole Foods like 3 minutes from me. I can walk to it.
I'm very jealous. We have one Whole Foods in town, and it's like a 30-minute drive away. It's just way, way away. But and so the wine selection, though, is it's lacking. But my friend Tom lives in a different suburb, which is not any nicer, not any less nice. It's just, you know, more people live there, and they have all these little stores, including one called Total Wine, that's
okay,
like the size of a supermarket. And it's
yes, we have a Total Wine here.
Yeah, and it's the best place.
And I guarantee that they probably sell Virginia wines there, because they do up here.
Well, I'll have to check that out. I don't get in there that often because they're closed when I'm around. It's also near where I go to beverage. It's obviously too late to go in there.
Yeah. You know? Plus, you're really not going to buy wine. You're right. Going to consume your beverages.
Right. So, but I'm, and to get out there during rush hour is just, there's no way, because it's in one of those areas where you dare not go unless you know, have to. So,
oh, during daylight hours.
Yeah. So I'm really screwed in that. Maybe on a Saturday I can go out that way or something. It's kind of close to a mall, though. So it's like, you know, I don't even like to leave the house, pretty much, is what I'm saying. But,
yeah, I know what you mean.
But we don't have any wineries here to visit, which is not so surprising, but.
Well, you probably do, but they're probably farther out.
I don't know.
I know that every state in the country has some kind of winery.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of finding it.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's probably more where my parents live. My grandmother has, like, acres and acres of grapevines.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Well, maybe she sells them to wineries.
She doesn't. They may have in the past, actually, but she does make her own wine sometimes, which is very interesting.
That would be cool.
It's kind of like a Chardonnay-ish white.
Okay.
Is how it comes out. It's not my favorite. It's really sweet. Oh, it's really sweet. But it'll get you.
Well, then it's not too much Chardonnay, then, because Chardonnay is kind of a dry white.
Yeah, but it, I don't know. I can't think of any other white that it reminds me of more than a Chardonnay. It's like, I think she adds like pounds of sugar to it or something.
Oh, okay.
This is my grandma. Like, you just have to understand my grandmother. She might put sweet and low in it when she's done, for all I know. But I mean, but yeah, it, I grew up drinking that stuff, so it's, you know.
Okay, well, let me change the subject here just slightly.
Sure.
You just mentioned your parents. Now, don't you call them the Hats on your show?
I guess. I don't talk about my parents very much. Big Fatty's parents are the Hats. If I had mine, I would probably call them the Hats, but they're really, I don't ever talk about them, so.
Well, then why does Big Fatty call them the Hats?
It's a great story. I can't believe we've never told it, which we may not have told it. We may have just said, oh, we'll say that, tell you about that later.
Yeah.
Big Fatty is 49, as you know.
Yes.
And he is, I believe, the youngest of three. So that puts his parents,
ooh, in their 80s.
They're in their late 70s, I think.
Okay.
If I'm doing the math correctly, 55, 60. Yeah, they're probably about 80, 79, 80. and I just happen to know that for a reason, but he does look like his father, coincidentally. And, well, his father is kind of – he's not crazy at all, but he's very eccentric. And you may have heard the story. I don't know if you listened to the Daily Purge.
I just started listening to them recently.
Well, if you go back and listen to the Christmas episode where they're talking about Christmas memories,
okay,
you'll hear Big Fatty's story about his father smoking and throwing the cigarette out the back of the truck, and his Christmas gift was in the back and cardboard caught on fire. And he was like, I thought it was Hallie's Comet, because that was about when – this has been years and years ago. So that's kind of like how his father is, you know, just kind of out there, just like,
yeah,
you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Well, he has this hunter's cap, hat, rather, with the big – it's orange, and it's got these big earmuff things that come down over the side, you know.
I've got a like, great picture in my mind.
Yeah. Okay, well, so they always give him a hard time about it. So when it was getting cold the other winter, he's like, I guess I'm going to have to go get that red hat y'all make fun of me about. And that's when it just started, because he calls it the red hat. But it's
oh, that's funny.
Orange. I mean, it's not that funny, but we have our own code and language. And
yeah, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. But yeah, so
well,
that's
now,
the hat. So.
When you were talking about moving away and stuff, or selling your house or whatever, that reminded me of a time a while ago when you had a stalker.
Ugh, yes. I never did find out who that was.
I was going to ask if you ever found out, you know, who the guy was and whatever came of that.
Well, I have my suspicions that it was possibly another podcaster that I had inadvertently upset and unknowingly, but it wasn't that person.
There's another podcast in Charleston, South Carolina.
The Cousins Queer are out of Charleston, but it wasn't them. Because the stuff showing up on my doorstep was kind of weird, and I thought, but like whoever this person was going onto like gay.com or one of those sites, and pretending to be me, and then giving my phone number and address out. And
well,
saying,
I remember
hey,
it
come on over.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't some guy show up at your door?
Yes. Like
yes.
4 a.m. and my roommate's
oh
like,
my God.
I think someone's here to see you. I'm like, don't open the door. I'm like, no. Trust me.
Scary.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. But and I'm not listed like in any public record, but there are ways, I guess, to find me, so.
Oh, there's ways to find everyone.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it could have been someone who totally fooled me, for all I know, into giving that information out. So, or asked the right person who would have given it to them, probably, you know, pretended to be a friend of mine or something. I don't know. But,
right.
But yeah, Charleston's a very small city, so it gets a little creepy, and
well, I just remember that story, and I'm thinking, oh, God, that is scary. I would hate for that to happen.
Well, it was, but nothing bad came of it. I mean, it was kind of weird at times.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than the people, I mean, and, you know, I was more angry, not so much that random people were being given directions to my house, because in all honesty, they were really hot. But, I mean, not that I invited them in, I totally didn't, but more so that it, I mean, are you really going to believe me when I say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Someone else must have given you my name. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not. They're going to be like, you asshole, you just chatted me up on iChat.
Or whatever.
On gay.com.
And it's a small town. So things like that spread really fast in the gay community. And, you know, being the icon that I am.
Yes.
And I felt okay about it, because not that I'm like popular or anything, but I do know most people because I've been here for so damn long.
Right. And you beverage every Thursday.
And Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. It really just depends on my mood. But yeah, so you meet people, and most people I care about would be like, no, Larry wouldn't do that. So anyway, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird. Well, now let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Early on in your show, you took an iRiver with you, and you went to some like political things.
Oh, yes.
You started doing some political things, and then that kind of died. You quit doing that. Is there any reason why that died?
Yes, there's a really good reason. without giving away too much personal information about the guy who hosted all of this stuff, I guess he had some major life-changing events happen.
Okay.
Where he had, I don't even think he lives. here anymore. But anyway, he was kind of our connection to the HRC Human Rights Campaign and South Carolina Equality Coalition.
Right.
Which is really important, not just for gay and gay, bisexual, transgender, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not just important for us. It's important for everyone because the rednecks here would make sure that women couldn't – single mothers could not be teachers in our elementary schools.
Like, oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that was one of the senators' running points or whatever this year, and he got elected.
Oh, God.
My mother voted for him.
Now, see, that would be something my mother would do.
He also said that gay people should not be allowed to teach in our schools. And people voted for him. And so you have to be keeping that in mind. Obviously, those things are never going to happen, but those are the sorts of people we have around here. And so something like the SCEC is very important, just keeping an eye on these folks. And then that stuff, like, it just kind of goes dormant during the winter. It really does.
Yeah, because that's more of an outside social warm weather kind of thing.
I guess so. I mean, we had that barbecue. I was so drunk at that cookout. I was so embarrassed by the end of it. Like, because I was sobering up at the end and realizing what I'd said. And then I didn't care. I posted it anyway. So
I know because I heard it.
Yeah, we were listening to that the other day. And I have more from that party. Like, I did like 3 or 4 podcasts at that party, and they're still in a folder on the computer. So
might just want to keep them there.
Yes, yes. But I have seen some of those guys again, and they actually remember the podcast, and you know, like, oh, how's that going, and whatever, and I don't know.
Cool.
I definitely am excited this spring. The Equality Coalition is doing some big stuff and producing these videos that they're going to distribute to every household in South Carolina, essentially. You know, like,
it well, that's good matter. To hear that they're still doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're still doing it. It's just kind of our Charleston connection to that. It's kind of – or my connection, I guess I should say. I'm sure there are other people in Charleston very connected, but the person I knew who kind of kept me informed, who I saw weekly, who we have many mutual friends, had to just kind of back off for a while.
Right.
But we are doing the party again this year. It's at my friend JR's house. I think that the beveraging establishment may even host something afterwards. So.
You'll get some good donations then.
Well, yeah. Charleston is full of people willing to open their pockets. It really is. So it's a great place to live. I know you wouldn't believe that, but it is.
No, I do believe it. I do believe it.
I don't know. Do you guys have, like, excuse me, Low Country Aid? We have this project called Low Country Aid Services here, which is, like, it's really depressing to talk about. But it's
yeah, I was just about to change the subject, but go ahead.
but they do great stuff. And, you know, I usually host a big dinner party in May for them. We have this event called Dining with Friends, where you get all of your gay friends together, or whatever, all of your friends, over to your house. And last year we did it here, but since I don't know where I'll be living this year, we're a friend of mine who lives in the historic district of Charleston is being very kind and is opening his historic mansion to us. And we're going to do a big barbecue and another Hawaiian shirt theme. And so everyone does that, brings donations. I'll provide the booze. My friend who always cooks provides the food, and everyone else brings money.
Sounds like a good event.
It is. It's a great time. And then afterwards, everybody from all the different parties gets together down on the water for this huge dessert party. And we have 3 culinary schools here in town. And so make, like, all these desserts. Like, the guy who made Madonna's wedding cake when she got married the last time showed up. And
wow.
We have a good time. Charleston is full of people having great times. So
sounds like it.
That's
well, now, listen, I know that you don't use the computers or the cell phones.
I don't.
But I know you do get a lot of e-letters from mm-hmm. listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the craziest question you've gotten from a fan on the e-letters?
Wow. That's a good one. Ooh. I haven't gotten too many that are crazy. A lot of people want to know who I am. Like, they don't believe that those pictures, well, I guess they don't doubt that Big Fatty is Big Fatty, but originally they didn't believe that was really me. when I changed from the picture in the orange shirt. Because at first people didn't know who was Larry Cly and who was Larry Vader.
Like, I didn't either.
Yeah, people didn't know. And they had us confused. And so I guess that's pretty much it. Like, they want to meet me, or if they hear I'm going to be somewhere, they want to do something. But, you know, I'm pretty cool with that. Like, if I'm out and about, sure. We have some listeners, special shout out to you guys, who are meeting us in Orlando.
Cool.
Cousin Patrick next week. And I haven't really publicized that. But if you live in the Orlando area, we're going to be at Full Moon Saloon on Saturday night after 9 p.m. So come on out and join us for a cold, frosty beer. And
So you don't have any listeners who like want to know your sexual preferences or you know, size or anything like that?
Not really. Why do That's you? So do you, Archer?
Yes, I have had emails like that, but I think the boyfriend and I reveal enough of that on the podcast that we don't have to, you know, answer to that.
Yeah, I really haven't ever gotten that. Larry Cly and I did have kind of a scary fan who I'm sure is a very nice guy in Orlando the last time we were there in July. He actually drove from Atlanta to meet us there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was very nice of him. But I think he expected something from the two of us that we weren't exactly aware was being expected. And we were just kind of like,
That's embarrassing.
It was actually very embarrassing for the both of us. And I probably for him, we never spoke with him again. He stopped emailing and I believe stopped listening to the show. But But we had some really good beverages that night. just not quite enough, I guess. So, but I had a job interview the next day, so I was relatively sober. Actually, I was very sober. I think I had two drinks. But
so that's why you were able to say no.
Well, you know what? That is not the reason why I was able to say no. Actually, he was very attractive, which I was very flattered. He's very attractive. I think he was from Atlanta. I think he was. So I need to ask the other O if he knows him.
Oh.
That would be kind of embarrassing if I'm in Atlanta. And
you run into him.
Yeah. So. Oh, my gosh. And a bottle of wine just got knocked off my kitchen table.
Okay. Oh, no.
I just heard it crash from the cats. So,
Your cats are crazy.
They are psychic. They actually want me to change their litter box. They're pacing around the litter right now. So they're like, please. But I guess we should wrap this up.
Okay.
Because we've gone to talking about crazy listeners and the cat's litter box. So, Archer, now how do we, where do we find you on the web and all that good stuff? One more time.
Of course, I'm at archerradio.com. And you can email me at archer@archerradio.com.
Okay.
And find me on iTunes and all that stuff.
Okay. And you actually have, what, at least one video podcast every week?
I try to have one every week, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Better you than me. It takes, now that I have the MacBook Pro, I might be able to actually do that, but,
when you get it all together and working.
Well, love Apple, but.
Yeah, and you know, that's. I heard you talk about that on your show yesterday, and that's one reason I'm not going out and getting me the latest Intel iMac, because all the software that I use doesn't run on it yet.
You know what? Everything runs. I know everyone's like, shut up, but I will say this. Everything runs by itself, whether it be Gizmo, Skype, Audio Hijack Pro has been converted to work with the Intel processor. Say Skype runs under Rosetta still because it's not been
universal released, yet.
It's not universal. And Audio Hijack Pro does not use Rosetta. You can't hijack Skype. Or you click on a link in the Skype window, it won't open Safari. If they aren't both universal, things don't necessarily play well together. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm sure that that's going to change really soon, and maybe mine will stop freezing up every time it goes to sleep. So,
That
said, yeah, I love being a beta tester. Thanks for listening. $2,600 beta tester. Thanks for listening.
Oh my god! Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thanks for being on the show. It was so exciting to actually get to talk to Archer. Well, for 35 minutes, which is probably longer than we should have, you know, talked. But you know, we've never spoken before. So,
that's right,
guys. If you don't already listen to Archer's show, which I think all of you do, because I've looked at your Frapper map. Going over and check them out.
Because, I have more listeners on mine than you have on yours.
Well, I don't have one. Big Fatty has one.
I know. It's the ham map.
It's the ham map. I would not have anything to do with it. So.
And I forgot to say I have my apple snacks and my honey-baked ham here.
Ah, of course you do.
I've been nibbling on it the whole time.
They had ham on sale in the grocery store today. I almost bought him one as a welcome home gift. But anyway, well, you guys have a great day, night, whenever you're listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.